I knew there would come a year when I would be placing a picture of one of my parents on this altar. I didn't know which parent or which year, but here it is. I fully join you in this ritual of remembrance today. My father, Vito Domenico Ferrante, passed away on March 16th, just a couple of weeks shy of his 90th birthday. Shortly after his death, I wrote this. If you're lucky, it happens this way. You lose a parent and not a child after they've lived a long life. And as they are declining, but without too much lingering in the land of increasing diminishments, it is the natural order of things. The family gathers and stories are shared, grateful for this life that has given life. Grateful for the weaving together of family that spans generations and continents. There is a celebration for this life well lived. Many attend the memorial, and new perspectives emerge as more stories are shared. Snapshots provide fragments, pieces of this life you never knew. You feel the love of those around you. Cards, calls, texts, and hugs envelop you in those foggy days of shock, and the kindness brings needed tears. And still, there is loss. A parent, one whose love has been poured on you, however imperfectly, for all of your days. The web of security and connection has a deep tear and needs to be rewoven. There will be time for that later. For now, in these nascent days of grief, humbled by the finality of death, and fresh with new perspectives on life, I find myself piecing together a new mosaic. Recomposing the portrait of my father, who was once larger than life. That's how it was for me then, and those words still ring true now, months later. I'm filled with gratitude for his full life that is mingled with the imperfections and the grief and the loss. They routinely take me by surprise. In these months since my father's passing, I have found ways to tend to my own grief as I continue to say yes to life. And this community and the web of love I have around me is a large part of that possibility that to continue to say yes. I know there are many among us today who are grieving the loss of a parent or a parent figure. And those who grieve the loss of a spouse who was parent to their children. There's no escaping loving what death can touch. And there are no rules for grief, no prescribed step-by-step process to, quote, overcome it. There's a new normal that emerges as that web of connection and security gets rewoven. So you may have had a completely different experience at the loss of a parent or a spouse, even if it was expected after a long, well-lived life. That's the nature of grief. And then there are those losses that fall outside of the natural order of things. The losses that can seem too big to bear. That, my friends, is Elliot McNutt, my 20-year-old neighbor who took his own life this summer after 2 weeks at college. He struggled with debilitating social anxiety that was coupled with autism. He was a brilliant mind, and he lived in a body that could not navigate the gravity of this world. The world was just too big for Elliot. I know there are those among us today who are also grieving the loss of a child or the loss of someone who died by suicide. These are immense, complicated losses. Losses for which words become inadequate. There are many, many, many kinds of losses that are amongst us, that sign of how human we are, that we love and lose together. And I name one other loss today, the loss that is rarely spoken, the loss of hope and possibility, the loss experienced through miscarriage. And I put these seeds, this seed pod on this table to represent all of those losses from miscarriage of children perhaps unnamed, but where he had already planted love and desire and possibility. Living with my own grief these past few months, I've become so aware of how loss permeates life. You'd think I would have known that by now, after all these years of ministry. And how love, that holy thing of love, makes us fools, willingly walking towards the pain of loss that accompanies love, while it simultaneously saves us with an ever-present embrace. We come together during this annual service of remembrance, not only to remember those who have died, not only to remember the love that they brought into our lives, but also to remember that big love, the web of care that permeates our lives in the midst of all its diminishments and all its losses. Grief can take on the form of loneliness, the way it grips us with a unique intensity and quiet despair. But we create this altar today to remind ourselves of that web of life which is always available to us. The poet David Wyatt writes, "To feel abandoned is to deny the intimacy of your surroundings." To deny the intimacy of your surroundings. In our gathering today, to name loss, we reclaim love as well. Love, that holy thing that comforts and consoles, that touches death and transcends it.